The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. I am laughing hysterically. I have not heard that song in a long time.
It's so appropriate. Let's get physical.
I know. Yes. So we have Dr. Rebecca Gibbons is here with us with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. And we were in the studio, for those of you that remember, doing aerobics with our headbands on. We were doing the aerobic moves from the 1970s.
Gotta stay active even when we're sitting, right?
Yes, exactly. So, too funny. All right. I wish I could take credit for it, but this previous morning show, John Pickens recommended it. We both burst out laughing and said, we got to do
it.
Yeah.
It's such a catchy tune.
Oh,
you know,
my
it'll
gosh.
Catch your attention. And
I have forgotten that tune, I have to say. So it's just like brought back all these memories.
Right.
So maybe it brought some memories back for you too.
You can't go wrong with Olivia Newton-John.
Correct. No. May she rest in peace. Yes. Bless her heart. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So back to where we're here. So we're here to talk about acupuncture and fitness and wellness. And
yes.
So that's why this song is actually pretty appropriate for you.
Yes. Definitely, especially this time of year. You know, everybody wants to get out, get moving. Spring break, holidays, the beach, summer's coming. Yes, summer's coming up. Yes, get out.
When we had those rainy days, you could actually get away with staying in the inside and relaxing. Now it's like there's pressure. It's gorgeous out. You got to tend to the yard and the garden and the kids. And
yes.
I mean, all of a sudden.
That's important. And yeah, a lot of my patients, especially because, you know, there's a lot of yard work and everything to do. And I currently have a patient now and he's like, all I can do is pick up a few sticks and then I start getting in pain. And we've worked with him. So he comes in for back pain and knee pain and everything. And so we've worked with him just for a couple of weeks. And now he's like, okay, I can do my yard work.
Really?
I'm able to not have to bend over when I wake up in the morning. And so, so our treatments can help you get back to just the regular normal things that you take for granted, that a lot of us take for granted. Like, you know, I take for granted I can just go out and do yard work, or I can just go walk on the beach, or, you know, play with kids and stuff like that. But a lot of grandparents or even, you know, people with kids, they can't do normal things because of pain or imbalance.
Well, my mind is a lot younger than my body.
Yes.
My mind says, oh, you can lift that and move it over there. And then I lift it. I go, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Or the next day you're feeling just horrible and you're out for the rest of the day. So it's important for us to, like, that is our main mission, is to get people to enjoy living life instead of just living with the pain or living with what your diagnosis is or the symptoms and everything.
So. Mm-hmm. Well, so acupuncture is a very specific practice. And if you could, maybe there's someone that's tuned in this morning that really has heard of it, but they don't really know what it involves. So maybe acupuncture 101 and explain, you know, how it works and what it does in your body.
Yeah, it's a 3,000-year-old medicine that obviously has, you know, evolved. And then we also incorporate, because I am also an RN, so I incorporate a lot of Western medicine in with Eastern medicine as well, just the knowledge. But the medicine is from 3,000 years ago, and we look at the whole body, the whole system and everything. And the body is, it's if you come in for pain, we're looking at other issues. We develop an individualized treatment plan. And what that means is that, say, somebody that's coming in for low back pain at one time is not going to be the same as another person that's coming in for low back pain. So somebody might have come in for low back pain that has had surgery, numerous surgeries, and another person may have just hurt it acutely a couple weeks ago. So we're going to be able to treat them differently and have a specialized, individualized plan for them. And the treatment plans, when you're able to stick to them, show up, be consistent with it, you're going to get better results and long-lasting results. It's not going to be just a Band-Aid or just a quick fix, because it does take some time if you're dealing with a chronic issue. Like, for example, I have a couple of women, like last week, that came in for infertility. One lady was diagnosed with unexplained infertility. Mm-hmm. So we have no idea. All the tests have been run, everything.
How frustrating.
Yes. And so there is another woman that came in, and she has other things involved, structural issues, endometriosis, PCOS. And they're similar age, but I'm going to look at their body is completely different and have to treat them differently. So just because you've been diagnosed with something like infertility or neuropathy, we don't just put you in, you know, the same category.
Or the same box.
Yep.
It's different for everyone. So can you talk about the process of acupuncture and how it, to me, is a, my understanding of it is the electrical systems.
Yeah.
As you're working on making those connections.
Yeah. Yeah,
how does it work if I have pain?
So if and again, pain is a very kind of generalized. So when you come in, I have to specifically know. I go through a detailed history. We have to specifically know where that pain is coming from, because it could be caused by either an autoimmune disease, or it could be something chronic, or it could be something that, say, your low back hurts, but maybe something's going on with the hip. So we have to, once I place the needles in, it's specific for each person. We place the needles in specific areas, and that actually produces a reaction from the body. So our body naturally wants to heal, but it sometimes gets stressed or blocked, or there is just so much trauma, either from surgery or falls, that we need to just kind of clear out the channels, clear out that area.
That makes sense.
So once we place the needles in, it allows the body to produce more blood flow. It also produces neurotransmitters that are natural painkillers, that are natural opioids that our body produces.
That's so interesting. We're talking with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons. She's with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you have a question or comment, maybe you've used acupuncture before, or maybe you've got some more questions, text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. That's why we call it the expert panel, because she is certainly an expert on acupuncture and some of the many of the ways that you can naturally help your body heal.
Yeah, and we'll also look at, you know, lifestyle, of course. You know, we have to hold you accountable as well. You know, it's not, like I said before, it's not a one-time fix kind of thing. So we also discuss what other lifestyle changes that you can change. Reduce stress. Stress is always a huge thing. Pain can cause stress. Pain can cause people not to be able to do the normal things that they need to do, you know, whether you be a mom, a business person, or anything like that. It's going to take some time for us to change that, but it also, we have to also discuss on what, on your end, like where we can do some changes. So there might be some foods or like inflammatory foods that we need to reduce in the body, or just even some stress reduction techniques that we need to discuss as well.
Well, it's hard to know which came first, the stress or the pain, or the pain or the stress.
Right.
I mean, they kind of feed each other in a way, don't they?
Right. And it's difficult for people, you know, to see that until you do go to somebody and you recognize, oh, I think I need to change that in here. And then when people start to feel better after a few treatments, they're like, well, I don't want to go back to that. Like,
right.
I don't want to, I didn't realize that I was changing my life around my illness or my pain or whatever, because a lot of times my patients are told, oh, you're just getting old, or
very dismissive sometimes.
Yes, yes. You're getting old, or this is the best that we can do. And not saying I came from Western medicine, so I think Western medicine is very important, but at the same time there are other options, and I don't really accept that, oh, you just live with it. Oh, just sit in your chair and watch some TV and that's what's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and so a lot of my patients come in, and I have a patient that's 103, and he still drives, bless his heart. But
good for him.
Yeah, and
I want to be that.
And he doesn't want to accept that, you know, he has peripheral neuropathy, and mm-hmm. he doesn't want to accept that he is going to, you know, be in a wheelchair or whatever. So he comes in consistently, gets treatment, and wants to still be active. He has another home down in South Florida, so he wants to go, you know, back and forth.
Wow.
And you
good
know
for him.
He has a young wife in her 80s, and you know, so
young wife. I love that.
So they've got a lot of life left.
Yeah, clearly.
And so a lot of my patients, you know, don't want to accept these, okay, you're just getting older kind of thing. Because mm-hmm. like you said earlier, it's in your head. You don't have to be, you know, if you are 75 or 80, you know, you don't have to feel it.
Right. So you mentioned to me earlier about that there are treatment plans and packages and things like
yes.
that, because you incorporate a lot of different things in with your acupuncture mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have, when a patient comes in, I sit with them, go over, and we call it a consultation. So I go over what, like, their main complaint is. And there may be some things that I ask them. They're like, okay, why are you asking me, you know, I have hip pain. Why are you asking me about, you know, shoulder or neck or anything, alignment? So we want to look at everything. And then, of course, diet, because sometimes that can increase, you know, inflammation and pain. So so somebody, I want to be able to give them the best results or mm-hmm. optimal results. And so that's why we do a treatment plan, because when you're consistent with treatments, then you're going to see better results. And when I tell people, I want to see them a lot in the beginning, because we have to make a shift in the body. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to make a shift in the body. Like if you're training for a marathon, you're not going to train once a week, right?
Right. You,
and,
no.
and be like, good luck at that 26
no.
miles.
No.
You
yeah.
know? And so... And that's kind of a similar to the treatment plan, is that I want to see you a few times, and sometimes it's 2 or 3 months, especially if you've been dealing with something for 5, 10 years. If you want results, if you want a change and you want to feel better, then you have to show up and get treatment consistently. And then I see you a lot in the beginning, and then I say, I don't want to see you, you know, a lot after these two, three, four months, because our goal is to have you live and enjoy life.
Mm-hmm. So then you have the different things that you also supplement as
yes.
well, right?
Yeah. So with the treatment plan, we, of course, use acupuncture as usually our foundation, unless there's some special occasions, like if we were working with younger kids and everything. But primarily, we'll use acupuncture, electroacupuncture, which helps to stimulate the nerves and the blood flow. And then we'll also incorporate other therapies. So, for example, I have a woman that comes in, and she, you know, has high blood pressure, a lot of allergies and everything. And of course the allergies are bad this time of year.
Yes.
So of course we'll treat her for blood pressure with acupuncture, but then we also have something called ozone, and that helps to treat allergies. It helps to treat allergies. It helps to treat migraines. And, you know, brain fog, which a lot of us have.
And how does that work?
So ozone is a antibacterial, antiviral, anti-inflammatory. So it's kind of, it's placed on during the treatment. It's placed on through nasal cannula, and which is like the oxygen.
So it's like
tube.
A little mask or two?
No, actually it's just, you know, through the nose. So mask.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Because I know a lot of people can get claustrophobic with the mask.
Okay,
so it's
so
just
no
like
mask. Okay.
Either a nose or we do through the ears. Mm-hmm. And that's usually about 20 minutes, and we place it on during the treatment, the acupuncture treatment. So it coincides, and it's kind of has a symbiotic effect, and it helps. So then we're treating the migraines or allergies, and then also treating, say, if somebody had, you know, peripheral neuropathy or any other type of pain. 'Cause again, you know, we can go kind of into a long diatribe about it, but it's all connected. Mm-hmm. So if you're feeling really horrible with allergies or something in the head, then we want to incorporate like an anti-inflammatory with it.
No, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
We're talking with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons. She is with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. If you've got a question, text it into Pep Talk at 850-437-1620. So I always have a million questions for you because I find it really fascinating and interesting how it works. And I love hearing the stories of the testimonials, especially the 103-year-old. That gives me a lot of hope.
Yeah.
That gives me a lot of hope. Because you're right. The tendency is to say, well, I'm getting older. I'm just going to have to live with this.
Yeah.
And you don't.
No. And even like, you know, going back to patients that have been told, even in 20s, 30s, 40s, you know, there's nothing else we can do. Because I am seeing a lot more people with neuropathy, younger people with neuropathy. And this can happen either from falls or accidents. You know, a lot of my patients have been in car accidents like years ago. And so they may have some neck injuries that are now causing numbness or tingling in the fingers or just pain in the shoulder and everything. So that you can be in an accident or anything, you know, a long time ago, and it can start to show up later because, of course, our body does degenerate. It's just that, you know, we can help to slow that down and just to help the body heal a little bit faster and better. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So one of the things that we're all dealing with these days, stress and anxiety.
Yes.
These are like the buzzwords in our society.
Yes.
So much going on, so much input. Mm-hmm. I blame phones.
Yeah.
We had that constant stimulation.
We're constantly connected.
Can acupuncture help you relax? Can it help you sort of disconnect from all of that? Because the energy out there is so intense sometimes.
Yes. Yeah. So I tell people that we can help to relax the body. We can help. We can't take away the stressors that are in your life, but we can help the way you respond. And, you know, maybe you'll stop responding to the phone as much or reacting to the phone. Because our neurological, you know, we're in fight or flight all the time. And so the acupuncture helps to calm the body down. It helps to reset the body. So maybe you're not constantly noticing this that's stressing you out or this that's stressing you out. Or you go home and, you know, somebody looks at you funny or says the wrong thing and you are like, okay, that's fine. You know, you just kind of ignore it and you just go along your day. And of course there's also, you know, breath work and everything that is incorporated with that. 'Cause a lot of times we all breathe up in our upper chest, especially when we get angry or frustrated.
Or we hold our breath.
Yes.
That's when I catch myself driving every once in a while and I realize I'm going across the bridge and I'm gripping the steering and holding my breath.
Yeah.
So strange. Because not conscious.
Because that's our fight or flight. Like that's, you know, we're trying to survive on the roads. We're just trying to survive out there. So it's realizing, and it's going back to coming in and taking that time and realizing where you need to change some things in your life. And it starts with kind of rewiring the body.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got a nice text this morning that says, I am that patient who had the ozone treatment yesterday. And I am breathing much better today.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Dr. Gibbons.
You're welcome. I know who you are.
So that's a great testimonial.
Yeah.
I mean,
good. I'm glad to hear you're breathing better. Yes.
So that's
breathing is always is important. Woo! Speaking of breath.
Yeah, that's kind of crucial in our world, right?
Yeah.
That's really
yeah.
great. So we're talking with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, and talking about the different treatments that are available to you. And if you have a question or a comment, 850-437-1620. So what have we not talked about that you'd like to talk? We have a few minutes left here.
So I guess what I'd like to talk about is, you know, we see a lot of, again, just to reiterate, we see a lot of people, you know, from in their teens to hundreds, and that have not been told over and over again, okay, there's no hope. There's nothing that we can do for you. A lot of times I tell people, just come in, talk to me. There's no pressure like to start or whatever, mm-hmm. but there is always hope and there is always options for you. I have another patient, just to kind of give an example, and she has been doing pain management for probably 20, 30 years. Mm. And she's tired of being on the medications. The injections don't work anymore. And she's had numerous back surgeries. And a lot of times side effects of some medications are, you know, you feel depressed or you feel lethargic. You just don't feel like doing anything anymore. So she came in and she recognized, you know, I don't even want to leave my house anymore just because you get in this routine where sure. you don't feel good. So
right.
and now after a couple of months of treatment, she was like, she came in the other day and she said, I painted my kitchen. I've been looking at these walls for so long.
Right.
But now I painted my kitchen, looks so much better. So it's those wins that we really want to look at. Mm-hmm. And people might think, oh, she painted a kitchen, whatever. But it's self-empowering.
Deal.
Yeah.
If
yeah,
you've been
yeah.
sitting on your couch feeling yeah. down because yeah. you think you can't do anything anymore.
Right. Right.
So getting that sort of spark of life
yeah.
back again.
Yeah.
It's like recharging the battery in a way.
Yeah, it's like refinding yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I can do this, you know, and getting that motivation and that inspiration of, mm-hmm. you know. It's just so important to keep moving, keep physical, keep, you know, enjoying
right.
life, because there really is a lot out there to be grateful for. I know it might not seem like it, but there it is.
No, well, so we're going to have a beautiful weekend this weekend, yeah. which is going to be incredible.
Yeah.
Talking with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons at Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. How can folks get in touch with you if they've heard something this morning?
Sure.
Maybe they'd like to schedule
yeah.
a consultation.
Yep. So if you want to schedule a consultation, you can call us 850-530-1028. And then you can find more about us at awpensacola.com. And we have a lot of information, written blogs and everything on there too. So like I said, if you just call and schedule a consultation, and I can answer all your questions one-on-one.
Okay, well, we got another lovely comment.
Oh.
It says, indeed, Dr. Gibbons helped me with neuropathy from spinal stenosis and arthritis. Improvement has continued for several months after the treatment, and it was a very restful experience to be there on the treatment table.
Oh, well, thank you.
So thank you for that. I think that's from Nancy.
Oh,
so thank you, Nancy. So it can work for folks,
yes.
and it's very different. It's very individualized. That's
yes.
what I like about it.
Yeah.
It is very individual. It's not a blanket kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. That was so important when I developed this clinic, is because coming from Western medicine, I knew what I want. A lot of people are looked over, and
mm-hmm.
it's just a blanket diagnosis for a lot of people. And I want, it's important for people to be seen and heard. And I think that was the biggest thing, that people were trying to explain to their doctors, but doctors are so overworked and everything. And the nurses are so overworked and everything. So it's difficult for us to really connect. And that was important for me, you know, from my staff is amazing, to, you know, us just listening and being, like I said, being consistent. And the hardest part is just showing up, and we'll do the rest.
Okay. Well, tell us where your location is,
yeah.
your hours, when you're open.
Yep. We're open Monday through Friday. Friday is by appointment. And then we are located at 6706 North 9th Avenue on the same side as Sunny's. We're just south of Creighton. And you can give us a call at 850-5 530-1028.
Okay. So we've been talking with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons here with the Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. So it sounds like you've already had a couple of your patients have texted in this morning,
you.
Which is very, very sweet.
Yeah,
so we appreciate that.
Great.
And we're just about out of time, so if you would, give your contact information one more time so people can reach out to you.
So you can find more about us at awpensacola.com and then give us a call at 850-530-1028.
Okay. Do you have any advice about getting through the holiday weekend?
Yes. Smile, be active, get outside.
Get out in the sunshine.
Yes.
Vitamin D is
you
still
need
good,
vitamin
right?
D, yes.
It's still good for you. Thank you so much for coming in, Dr.
Thank
Gibbons. It's always a pleasure having you here. Do give her a call if you have some aches or pains, stress, anxiety, so many different things that acupuncture can help you with.
Yes.
So. All right. This has been Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg.